Breakfast with Martin Vester.
Some staggering stats. People are planning to spend around 1,735 rand per person. People say they don't have money.
Yo.
Average shopper will buy 4.5 products on what is said to be the biggest shopping day of the year. But unfortunately, other people taking advantage of Black Friday are the cyber criminals. So on the line, joining us is a cybersecurity expert, Brian Pinnock, this morning from Mindcast. Brian, how's it? Thanks for taking the time to chat to us quickly.
Good morning, Martin.
So, big day tomorrow. A lot of people do their shopping online. In fact, I think online shopping has picked up incredibly in South Africa in general anyway. But unfortunately, with that comes cybersecurity problems. What kind of problems are there? What kind of crime are we talking here?
So, I'm actually glad you asked that question, because most media outlets actually ask us, you know, for the do's and don'ts, which we can get to in a bit. But I think it's important for people to understand that the consequences of clicking on the wrong link or you know, downloading the wrong sort of too good to be true special can be actually quite dire. So, I mean, starting from the sort of least worst problem that could happen is you could get some form of malware onto your machine, and your machine could be recruited into a botnet. And essentially what happens then is you're part of a zombie network of computers which gets used for criminal activity, which could be anything from child pornography right through to crime. So you could be complicit in that, or certainly your computer could be. So that's sort of, and I'm saying that's the least worst. Well, I guess it depends on sort of, where your kind of moral compass fits, because that's obviously terrible.
Yeah.
That can go all the way through to sort of financial crime. So typically what happens is either there's a once-off financial crime happening, and in other words, they give you that too good to be true special, either through a pop-up ad, they've actually bought an ad, or through an email, or an attachment in an email, and you click on that link, and you think you're buying that flat screen TV, whatever it might be, and actually what they're doing is they're transacting another transaction in the background, or they're just stealing your credit card information. It's actually better for them to do another transaction in the background, because if you've got any of those kind of security measures like 3D Secure on your credit card, typically what happens is you get those one-time pins and you think everything's good and you're about to get this deal of a lifetime, and in fact what you're doing is you're buying the criminal something on another site altogether.
So I can steal your money.
Mm-hmm. So that's all they could download, some form of a banking trojan or what we still call keyloggers, although they do a lot more than log keystrokes. They can turn on your computer the camera, they can turn on the microphone and essentially sort of harvest huge amounts of information from you and ultimately clean out your bank account later on. So the consequences are dire if you get it wrong. And we see this all the time. It's actually one of the sort of most underreported sort of criminal issues is this concept of cybercrime in South Africa, and everyone thinks that it won't happen to them.
And it happens to a lot of people, right?
It definitely does. We see it all the time. In fact, it's happening to such a degree that the U.S. Secret Service has actually opened up an office in South Africa specifically to focus on things like money laundering and cybercrime, because we are one of the top cybercrime hotspots in the world.
Did you hear that, South Africa? So listen up. Brian is about to give us a couple of pointers to avoid this, especially with Black Friday looming. Mm-hmm. And also online shopping going to be happening from any moment now. Brian, just quickly run us through a couple of these points. And what we'll do is obviously you can explore them some more online safely. What are some of the points for us to remember?
So I think the first point is, and I think first of all, just be aware and don't assume this can't happen to you.
Yeah.
I think everyone's got this idea that these are like the old scams that come through that are very easy to spot. The truth is they're not. Unless you've got some highly sophisticated software like the Mindcast software sitting in the background, which is designed to spot these kind of scams, you're very unlikely to spot this yourself. So to try and keep yourself safe, don't click on any links in emails or pop-up ads. I mean, that's an absolute must. Don't click on anything particularly related to Black Friday. Rather go to the source. So if you see something that looks amazing, it may well be, it probably isn't, actually go to the source, go to that online retailer yourself.
Don't click on the pop-up. Go directly to the site. Okay, secondly?
Absolutely. Secondly, shop from a secure network. So possibly your home network, your work network is probably more secure. Definitely not one of these free Wi-Fi hotspots in airports and coffee shops and things. Mm. Chances are cyber criminals are watching you and harvesting your information. If you do sign up for some sort of vendor rewards, don't use the standard password that you use for your social media and your banking and all of those sorts of things, because a lot of what happens here, I didn't even mention at the beginning because it's probably, you know, a tiny sort of fraction of the problem, but is these people harvest your passwords and then reuse that against you later on to try and, you know, get into other systems.
Number three.
Don't touch anything with an attachment. So attachments can generally be bad. And again, rather go to the source. Don't open attachments. That's one of the quickest and easiest ways to get all that malware I first described onto your machine.
Sure.
And then really, I guess, you know, sort of it's coming up for a time of giving, you know, it's holiday season. Please don't forward these on to your friends and family. I know you think you're doing them a favor by, you know, those really cheap airline tickets or, you know, whatever those might be. Double check that it's not cybercrime. You might actually be complicit in that sort of network of selling, you know, sort of criminal activity and sort of spreading the disease, as it were.
Yeah, 4 and 5 as well. Shop on a secure network. Preferably at home or off, at the office. Don't click on pop-up ads. Mm-hmm. Use a unique password when signing up for those rewards that they offer you. 10% extra, blah, blah, blah. Delete any attachments. Don't open attachments. And 5, do not forward them to the rest of us. Okay? The amazing deals. You're not doing us a favor. It could be cybercrime waiting to happen. It's a big problem in South Africa. Big enough for the US to open an investigative office here. To fight cybercrime. Brian, that was amazing. Thank you so much. Brian Pinnock from Mindcast. We appreciate your time, Brian. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There you go. If you want to download this podcast, we'll put it up for you at some point as well, so you can share that. That's safe to share with everybody that needs to hear these things so you don't fall victim to cybercrime on Black Friday.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke ochtend is een vrek lekker ochtend.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.